Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now, one and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, here we go. I was working out. I was talking to a buddy of mine. And I was telling him something that Bishop T.D. Jakes told me one time. I heard him say it. He said, I would hate to die and not do the thing that I was born to do. I would hate to die and not do the thing that I was born to do. Man, oh man, oh man. Man, that hit me like a pile of bricks, man. Because it made me feel so grateful that God has allowed me to live my life this way. Now, and I'm talking about grateful for all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I have had all of them. The person you see today, it ain't always who I was. It was on the inside of me, but it hadn't externalized itself, if that's a word. It hadn't been bought out. It was in here, but it was under development. Who I am today was a process. But like I said before, don't trip. He ain't through with me yet. Even today, I'm still an imperfect soldier for Christ. Today, I still fall short, oftentimes. But I'll tell you what, I'm ever grateful for the life I have. And you know what? I want to encourage everybody today to explore your possibilities. I mean, man, explore your possibilities. Why would you not want to find out, discover, or know what it is God got for you? Why would you not want to achieve or accomplish all of your possibilities? Now, as I ask you this question, I want you to know that the devil is busy, that he plays mind tricks. So as you hear this, I already know he's saying to some of y'all, yeah, Steve, that's easy for you to say, but I done got myself in this situation right here. You, ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. And see, so as you listen to me, try to get your mind open to this. Why would you not want to explore all of your life's possibilities? What's possible with your life? And I'm talking about from right where you are right now. I'm not asking you to change. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm telling you, this is a fact, that God can get you from right where you are right now. Broken, misled, misguided, misunderstood, mistaken, all of that. Misfortunate, all of the misses you've been talking about in your life. You know, I missed the lottery. I missed my ride. They fired me. I missed the deadline. I didn't get it. Miss. People just miss themselves to death. If you've been all them misses, God can get you from right where you are. God a home run hitter. I'm here to tell you that. He's a home run hitter. He's a put him over the wall whenever he want to. All the time. And you can be a recipient of some of these home runs. He'll put the bat in your hand, but you got to swing. Now listen to me. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. You got to stop holding yourself down with beating yourself up. He won't hold you down about it if you don't hold yourself down about it. But I'm going to tell you one more time, the devil is busy. So what the devil do is he make you think you ain't worthy. He make you think that you've done something so despicable that you can't come back from it. He makes you feel like you so low, you can't go up high. He knock you down and make you feel like you've been knocked down harder than anybody else. You can't get up. He roll you so deep down in that ditch, you can't see over the edge. God can come get you from no matter where you are. I'm telling you, man, you ain't in no hole too deep for God. Magic Johnson will tell you that. Listen to me. You ain't in no hole too deep for God. Steve Harvey can tell you that. You ain't in a hole too deep for God. Tyler Perry can tell you that. I can name you some people. Bishop Jake can tell you that. I could tell you, Kenneth Ulmer can tell you that. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer. I could tell you some people. Kirk Franklin can tell you that. Donnie McClurkin can tell you that. I just know some people personally, man, that done been in a hole. Joel Osteen can tell you about it. I know some people, man, been down. been in a hole so deep. I bet you Paula Deen can tell you about it. See, but you know what, then here we go. We don't like to talk about that because now we want everybody to pay extra hard for some mistakes they made. When clearly, and excuse me for being a new Christian, but there is a prayer that I've been saying since I was a little bitty boy, and it took me till I was a grown man to understand it. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So see, it ain't my job to hold nobody down, to keep my knee on somebody's neck. Who am I? I'm going to need some forgiveness in a second here, probably today. See, so all this, you holding people down with the way you feeling about them, and she shouldn't have said this, and she'll never get, I never support this again. Man, get up. Get up and get real. You for real? You think you ain't finna need forgiveness real soon? You ain't finna make a diabolical mistake in your life? You don't think you are? I have thousands of them. Probably gonna make a few hundred more before I get up out of here. So I've decided to be in the forgiving business because I want God to forgive my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. You understand? See, excuse me for being a new Christian. I get tired of talking to people, man, supposed to be saved and talking about they're Christian. I don't want that type of religion, man. I ain't in that no more. I ain't in that. You can call me wrong if you want to. Say it how you want to say it. I ain't in that no more. I ain't in all that. You can feel how you want to feel about me. But I got proof that God work in my life. You know, I can't hardly get it out sometimes when people ask me something about deep on the inside of me, about my soul and how I used to be and my journey and my trip. Because people don't know the trip I've been on. Well, you may have been on one worse than me. But you know what? You ain't in a hole too deep God can't get you out of. Man, I want people to remember that, man. God is a redeemer. He the great I am. So if you ain't got nothing now, what you asking for? You know, you might not have nothing because you ain't asking for nothing. Quit asking God to get you out of debt and ask God for a life of abundance. Then you take the money and you get out of debt. You keep asking to get out of debt. You keep being in debt to get out of. Come on, man. What you asking God for? I'm just tripping today. That's all. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, dun, 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 dun. That's a horn. That's an announcement. Royalty is into the building. The Kang is back. Truly, truly honored to be here today, wanting to give all of you credit for upholding the... Thank you, David. Wonderful there. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're beginning it with a visit from the Earl of Altingham. Truly, truly an honor to be here. Hello, young Thomas.
Yes, good morning, Earl.
Wonderful to have you out. Queen Carla, how are you, darling?
Hey, Duke, how you doing?
Wonderful. Her Majesty, Charlotte, wonderful. Wonderful to see you.
Hello, Duke.
Hey. Things have gone quite well with me. I just wanted to say I listen to the show from abroad. Okay. I have the iHeart app.
Nice. Oh. nice. Yeah.
Yes, and being like the only that. Black inside of Buckingham Palace, no one knows it, of course. I'm being quite quiet, you know, since the Queen has left us. I'm sitting here hiding from the King. He doesn't know I'm here. I'm staying out the way because he's gotten rid of everyone. Oh, my God, the new King is deplorable. No idea why. Oh, my God, he's the most horrible man. You've heard no stories of kindness coming from the palace since our wonderful queen passed away.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, Duke, do you get to watch TV over there? Did you watch the NAACP Image Awards? Do you get to look at all that kind of stuff?
They don't have that here at the palace.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Nothing at all concerning blacks.
What do you do for fun? I mean,
there's no fun here in the palace. It's merely survival. I have a few friends. Well, I have some blacks that I sneak into the palace at night. There's a tunnel we have.
Not the
straight from the royal kitchen, making sandwiches and grilling steaks and everything. Been going on for quite some time. I have a get-together every Saturday night.
It's every week.
Every Saturday. Cards, spades, Midwest, dominoes, a wonderful time. It's about nine of us that get together every time. They don't even know I'm there.
Nice.
I'll tell you one thing. If the King finds out, that deplorable
that's
man.
That's a wrap.
Have you noticed you don't hear anything about the palace anymore?
No.
Nothing.
It's quiet.
Shut down. Kind of quiet. All media credentials have been suspended.
Oh,
wow. Really?
He doesn't want anyone to know anything. He's over here just treating everyone horrible.
It's because of that book, huh? Prince Harry.
Oh, it's that book. It's him, really.
Back to him.
It's him and that god ugly woman. Oh, my Lord.
Camilla.
Oh, the nerve of you. Princess Diana for that. That's no trade-off at all. I just wanted to come in and say good morning to everyone. Have a great day on the show today. All of us.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to do a little lashing out this morning, Shirley. We're running that prank back. We are lashing out. This is for all the ladies that the eyelashes are just a bit too long. Just a bit too long. If it's past your nose, we're lashing out, okay? We're lashing out. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hey, it's lashing out. How can we lash out?
I'm trying to reach Bianca.
This is Bianca.
Hey, listen, my name is Brian. My wife Jamie come up there and get her eyelashes done. Who's the owner of this place?
I am Brian. What's going on?
Okay.
What's going on?
You're Bianca. You the one that owned the place?
I'm Bianca. I'm the owner. We opened about a year and a half ago. Proud, happy, black owned, women owned establishment. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of my wife coming up there, and then when she get back home, she got these thick-ass eyelashes on, and they long as hell. You know, I mean, these eyelashes thicker than somebody's mustache. This is a damn shame, you know? Now, I done told her to take
Brian,
these.
Brian, hold up, Brian. Now, I may or may not be the person doing it, but whoever, I'm pretty sure probably, that sounds familiar, but whoever... We have a lot of customers, but whoever comes in here, they pick their lashes. We collaborate, but the girls are saying what they want done. They pick it. So if they're thick, they're thick because they want them thick.
Okay, you know? Well, these are too thick and they too long. Your eyelashes ain't supposed to be sticking away out past your nose. That's a damn shame. But let me tell you what I'm getting at, though. Here's my reason for calling. If my wife come home one more time, say what?
Brian, can you simmer down? Because, I mean, I'm running a business here, and you sound crazy. They can hear you through the phone. The girls are looking at me in the chair. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Can you calm down? You're loud and screaming.
All I'm saying is if my wife come home with these long, thick-ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there and raise holy hell at that damn place, and I'm telling you the truth about that.
You're not. What are you talking about? Why are you threatening me? You are not coming up here.
I'm coming up there if my wife come home with some thick ass long eyelashes again. I am.
No, you're not coming up here. We just opened a year and a half ago. We are doing good. We don't need no drama from nobody. You need to talk to your wife. Fix your marriage. Don't come out here taking it.
Ain't nothing wrong with my marriage. The only thing wrong with my marriage is these damn thick ass eyelashes, and they too long. Well, that's the.
Why are you calling me with this? See, now I'm yelling.
Because I'm calling because this is where she got her eyelashes done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then you need to talk to your wife. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm running a business here. What you trying to do? Sabotage me? What, you work for the competition?
I ain't trying to sabotage nothing, but I tell you what, if she come home with these long, thick ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to find all the violations of codes and everything, building codes, and I will get you shut down if we don't stop these long, thick ass eyelashes.
Okay, Brian, I'm from the South Side. So, motherfucker, you need to back up, because now you're threatening my livelihood. Yes, I'm going to go there with you. You threatening my livelihood. You threatening the jobs of so many girls here. What are you doing? You need to talk to your wife, and you need to back the fuck up. And I am sorry to curse. We try to keep it classy here, but now you're making me lash out from lash out. Motherfucker, you need to back up. This is my job, and people have jobs. What are you doing threatening to come up here? I will call the cops on you, and you will not be able to come up here, and we will not let your wife get her eyelashes done. And you need to fix your marriage, because you got some anger issues. Clearly, you pissed off at your wife, and you calling us threatening to ruin our business. Ryan, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jamie.
Okay. Does anybody in here know Jamie or do Jamie's lashes? Okay, it's like four girls raising their hand, because everybody goes to somebody different. So I don't know who does Jamie's lashes, but you got some anger issues, okay?
I ain't got no anger issues. The only problem I got is my wife having some long, thick eyelashes, and they further out than her nose and thicker than somebody's mustache. That's what I got a problem with.
Okay, you know what? Jamie just needs to leave your ass, because if you got an issue, call her. Why are you calling us?
I'm calling the people that put why wouldn't I call the people that put the thick ass eyelashes on? Why wouldn't I?
Well, first of all, you need to talk to Jamie and send her up here. We're going to tell her that to leave your ass, first of all. Second of all, I cannot help you. You are interrupting my grinding, okay? You are interrupting our grinding, and we got a business going here. What is your problem? Can't you go do some work? Go and talk to your wife and fix your marriage.
I tell you what, Bianca. I tell you what. You're not trying to fix. No. You ain't trying to fix the problem. I'll be up there, and I will bring somebody that will shut
down. Somebody call the cops right now. Call them now. Tell them somebody is coming up here and they threatening us and lash out. Call. See, they three girls calling right now. So bring your little up here, motherfucker. Come on. Bring it up here.
Let me ask you something. Is Carmen up there?
Yeah, Carmen is sitting in my face right now. What is going on doing? You know him, Carmen? Why are you asking me about Carmen?
Where is Carmen at right now?
She's right here looking at me. What is going on, Carmen?
Is she laughing?
Hold on. Yeah, now she's starting to laugh. What the going on? Y'all got me looking crazy at my
Hey,
shop.
Bianca, calm down, baby. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Carmen got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God. Carmen! Okay, you know what? Y'all got me out here looking bad. I cannot. Tommy, Nephew Tommy, oh, my
Nephew.
God.
What's up, baby?
You, by the way. Oh, my God.
What's up, girl? I'm just lashing out a little bit. That's all. I'm just lashing out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Nephew Tommy. I was acting crazy.
You got to tell the nephew what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
The one, the only Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always. Forever. I love y'all.
No need for a standing ovation. No need at all, Shirley. I'm good.
Take a bow. You good?
Take a bow. Stick around. Another hour, okay. I'll be more stupid.
We know that for sure. All right, coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ask the CLO right after this.
Hello.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to oversee Disney World in his, quote, parental rights movement. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has put together a crisis management team for this year's Oscars. And Essence announced its first black women. Yeah, they don't want any snafus this year. Essence announces its first Black Women in Hollywood Awards show. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. This one's from Roxy, Steve, in Oak Lawn. Roxy writes, I'm 40 and I'm planning to go on vacation in June to celebrate with friends. My husband keeps whining about me leaving the country, and he said married women don't need to take trips with other women. Is he right, or should I take my trip?
I don't make no sense. Where did they get that law from?
I don't know. I think
married
he made it up.
Women shouldn't make trips with other women. It's called a girls' trip, man. You never stop watching TV. Women can actually go places and have a great time.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
He don't want her to go or something. I don't know what he's scared of. Unless he's equating it to what he would be doing if he was on the mainland. That's the only thing that could be. And your wife probably go with the girls and have a good time. I say she should be able to go. How can you stop her? Because let me know how to stop your wife from doing something. Please, write that book. I'm going to get caught.
Moving on to Carolyn in D.C.
I can't get mine to be quiet.
You're not her daddy. You're her husband. Carolyn.
I mean, I don't
DC.
Care how. Shh. I can't do that.
Nope.
She'll be out the country. Call me. I'll be dead asleep. Baby, I'm asleep. Yeah, I know. But listen to me. What I want you. Wait, no, hold on.
Wake up and talk to me.
Damn. That's crazy.
You have no rights as a husband. I thought you knew that. All right, moving on to Carolyn in D.C. Carolyn writes, I have a rental home, and the lady that's renting it is sleeping with my ex-husband.
Oh, wait, she told say it me again.
I have a rental home. This is from Carolyn in D.C. Uh-huh. She says, I have a rental home, and the lady that's renting it is sleeping with my ex-husband. She told me if it's a problem, she can move out. It doesn't bother me, but I told her that he's doing it to get back at me. Why can't she see that? Am I right or wrong?
What, lady, what do you mean he's doing that to get back at you? Why can't she see that? This lady don't know you. Y'all wasn't friends or nothing. Mm-mm. She's renting your house. She's a renter.
It's bothering her.
Yeah, and it's bothering her. He's doing that to get back at me. What difference? Why did you even talk to this? You don't know this lady? She pay her rent. She's a renter. She ain't in there squatting.
Right.
She's paying rent. Mm-hmm. You can't talk to this woman like that. You out of line. You completely out of line. First of all, your ex-husband.
Yeah.
Secondly, your renter. Y'all ain't really connected. Step through this monthly check. And if she's making her monthly check, all you can ask her for is, where's my rent? Why is it late? That's all you can do. Yeah.
And she says it doesn't bother her, but clearly this bothers her. Clearly.
She wrote in.
Yeah, clearly it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why can't she see that?
I know.
Yeah, move out. That lady needs to move out. That's too much.
All right, moving on to Shantae in Rock Hill. Shantae says, I've been sleeping with a neighbor and his wife answered his phone yesterday. I told her I needed him to do some painting. He's furious with me for not hanging up when she answered. I thought I handled it right, so why is he so upset?
Because his wife said, why is this heifer calling you? How she get your number?
You ain't been painting.
Now, the wife has you, lady, on the radar screen. See, you wasn't even on the screen a minute ago.
Ooh.
Now you on the radar screen, because the wife, let me tell you something about wives. They don't forget nothing.
Oh, know, sir.
Oh, no, Lord. Oh, no, Lord. They don't forget. And they don't erase no information. A woman's mind is like cyberspace.
Mm-hmm. Meaning?
It's there forever. They can pull it up by pressing a button.
Yep.
Women are instant Google.
Yes.
They Google search. They Google map. They Google photos. Do you tag? This woman can't surface nowhere. That number she called from, she done remembered that number.
Yeah.
What her name was, she done remembered that number.
All of that.
She remembered what service she wanted. She want to know, that's why he furious. Uh-huh. That's exactly why he furious. Because now you on the radar screen. Yeah. And you wasn't before. If you'd have just hung that damn phone up, talking about you need some paint. You don't need nothing. I'm sorry, I got the wrong number. Yeah. Click.
She had hung the phone up or not sleep with her neighbor's husband. Yeah.
That well, that's already happening, Shirley, so you can get off the little little bandwagon.
That could help.
That's going down.
What you say, Shirley? Then we'll state the obvious.
Yes. Come on.
Loser.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. Rochelle in White Plains says, my husband and I have a 17-year-old daughter that has 4 tattoos. My husband condones it since he's a great tattoo freak, I told him that I need to be consulted before she gets any more tattoos. He says I'm too negative. Is this crazy or what?
Well, yeah, you late. Yeah, she got 4. If you didn't get consulted after the first and then the second, because they go back and get these 4 tattoos in different trips.
Yep.
You know, that's normally how it's done. You get one, then you go, oh, I want to add this. You don't just, I want 4, put one, you know.
Not at one time, right?
You know, so... Yeah, I don't think
they should have consulted them.
As long as it ain't a face tattoo, this face. But ain't about what she ain't gonna have to talk to you about nothing in a minute. She already ain't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't have done that at 17 at all.
No, not at 17.
No.
At all.
No.
No piercings, no nothing.
No.
I told my son, hey man, don't come here with no tattoo, no piercings, nothing. Long as you live under this roof. His ass went to college and thought that qualified as not living under the roof.
Well,
so what happened?
He got a whole sleeve tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. With a fish on it. Don't even know how to fish.
With a fish on it.
You want your tattoo to match who you are? That's what you want, Steve?
Don't even like the fish. Don't know, man.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, it's entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed a key figure in Florida's parental rights movement to the board that will oversee Disney's Orlando theme parks. DeSantis signed a bill on Monday that strips Disney of control over its special governing district and establishes a successor agency to handle zoning, fire service, infrastructure, and utilities at the parks, and went on record saying the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end. He has appointed 5 members to the board of his newly named Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. At the signing ceremony that was held Monday, DeSantis attacked Disney World by accusing them of trying to inject a lot of the sexuality into the programming for kids. DeSantis said, quote, "We want our kids to be kids. Those are not the values we want to promote in the state of Florida."
Wow. All this going on in Florida. He's worried about Disney World?
Disney World.
That's on your to-do list as the governor? Yeah.
But ain't this the same guy that wants to stop Black history?
Yeah, because it makes them uncomfortable, yes.
Mm-hmm. Same one. All of this going on. And gun violence, mass shootings, all this, and you worried about Disney.
I understand the thing about the values of the kids and stuff like this. I think that we need to... let me not say that. Keep your job, Steve. Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to just move on. We're in the middle of awards season. We know that. The SAG Awards and the NAACP Image Awards just passed. And not this Sunday, but next, March 12th, we have the Oscars coming up, okay? We all remember what happened at the Oscars last year. We can't forget, and they won't let us forget, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on national television. We all remember that.
Ooh, that was crazy.
I know.
Yeah. It was like, crazy.
So did it.
He did it.
We thought it was a skit. We didn't even believe it was real at the time. Well, the Academy is making sure that nothing like that goes wrong this year because they have put together, now get this, they put together a squad of response professionals to immediately go into action if anything goes wrong at this year's show. All right.
So they got slap security.
They got slap security. Yes.
Man, please.
They wouldn't have had to do that. He'd slap me.
What are you saying, Steve?
You ain't gonna need no committee. You're gonna have to rename this show and everything.
They had to go to commercial break immediately. It's no longer the Oscars, no more.
Oh, no, I broke all them statues backstage. All dog, you wouldn't have no camera operators.
What did they do?
I done broke the cameras and stuff at the Oscars.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing gonna happen. It's gonna be old dry ass Oscars. It's gonna get right on back. They had a great Oscar going. It had a lot of great elements to it, and it's gonna get right on back to being the dry ass Oscars. Yeah. Mm. Watch.
They had Will Packer, baby.
I know. They had it, man. It was going great.
Yeah,
and you missed all the great moments because all we ended up talking about was the slap.
Yep.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it overshadowed a lot of big
all
awards.
All female hosts.
Yeah, all
Regina
of that.
Regina Hall,
yeah.
Wanda mm-hmm. Sykes, Amy Schumer, mm-hmm. Beyonce opened the show. The Roots, award, all that. We lost
it
all.
It overshadowed
that.
All of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. We mm-hmm. lost all that.
Yeah. I wish somebody would slap Trump like that. Just walk up there and just slap the paste out his mouth.
Oh, you know he has security.
He's never in his life been in a physical altercation.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Why do you say that?
No, he's been rich. Who he been fighting?
He's been
a rich boy his whole life.
And they don't get into fights, you're saying?
Hell no. Well,
I haven't heard of any.
Rich people has been rich boys their whole life. Mm-hmm. Them the most feather dust group of men you will ever meet in your life. Just little light.
They don't fight.
Somebody always fighting for them. They don't have nobody fighting. They fight
Trump
for
ain't never been in a physical altercation in his life. He'll go in the shop.
Well, let's talk about this award show, the 16th annual Essence Black Women in Hollywood Awards, that recognizes black women making their undeniable mark in film and television and forging forward their own definition of what it means to be black women in Hollywood. Black Women in Hollywood began as a 400-person luncheon 16 years ago and has expanded into an oasis of sisterhood and a safe space for black women to fully see, hear, and embrace one another. The awards will be held March 9th in LA and can be live streamed on Essence.com. So that's really cool to honor black
women.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I will be watching that.
For sure.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
for
one
sure.
event that I would love to host.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Really,
man,
Steve?
I would.
Okay, yeah. Put it out there.
Because I haven't asked to host anything. You know, I've never asked. They never asked me to host. We did. Image Awards, I think me and... No, I don't know if I did. I don't think I've done Image... No, it was BET Awards.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever hosted Image Awards. They've never asked either, but that's cool. I mean, but that's the one award I show I would love to do to honor
black
women.
Well, one thing for sure, you love black women.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I said one thing for sure, you love black women.
With everything in me.
Hello. And thank you for that.
Yes.
I'm talking about every fiber.
The hate for us is out there.
Every fiber in my body.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
that. I love y'all like I like cold water.
Thank you.
And we love you too. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, the Dilbert comic strip is pulled from newspapers nationwide over racist comments from his creator. We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
Now, loser.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the comic strip Dilbert has been dropped by newspapers across the U.S. this week after its creator, Scott Adams, went on a racist tirade on his YouTube show, Real Coffee with Scott Adams. Adams' comments came in response to a poll by the conservative firm Rasmussen Reports that suggested that 53% of black Americans agreed that it's okay to be white. He said if nearly half of all black Americans are not okay with white people, then it's a hate group. Take a listen.
If nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people.
Okay,
wow. Who said it right
do you need
said
to hear this? That again?
Who
His name
that?
Is Scott Adams. He does the comic strip Dilbert. And it's in a lot of newspapers, or it was before they canceled
hey,
him.
Hey, Scott, whatever poll you got this from.
Rasmussen Report.
I think you need to... What was the polling question? Because if you're asking... blacks, any blacks, have they ever had a problem with white, some white person somewhere? If black people think there's a problem with white people, the answer to both of those was going to be yes. And when blacks refer to white people, oftentimes they're talking about your policy. That's really because there are a lot of super cool white people in this world. I done met a bunch of them. So that black people don't do that. They don't lump all whites together.
No.
Unlike some of you who put all blacks together. And I think that black people have been one of the most hated groups to ever set foot in this country.
To this day.
We've been hated from the moment we landed here to this day. And then you have the audacity to turn around and say, we are a hate group. Now, you need to rephrase that. We are a hated group, but we're not a hate group. So what you want us to do is never respond to all the hate that gets showered upon us on a daily basis. Your ass think that what we're supposed to do is be okay with the treatment that we've received from this country with their policies, their laws, and the way we are done. And we're supposed to be okay with it when you would not be okay with it for one day. Because let me ask you something, Mr. Whoever your name is. Would you trade places with black people in this country?
What?
Which black would you be willing to trade places for? Who? Which one of us you think you got a cool enough life you would give up your privileged existence and come and have our existence?
You don't want none of this.
Not even you, man.
Get up out of here. All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after.
Please.
I think Sister Odell is here. I think I heard her. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she is here, Sister Odell, in the building. You hear her? There she is.
Oh, my Gypsy. You've been in my life. Oh, glory! my Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Sister Odell.
Morning, Shirley, Carly, Mississippi Junior, Thomas. I don't want to waste too much time speaking. You know, y'all gives me the shout segment now.
Well, Sister Odell.
That's Shirley's idea. I'm pretty sure of that.
She ain't on your segment.
Nothing but love. Nothing but
she
love
has
right here.
Never really cared for me. I just decided to kill her with kindness. That's why I stopped fooling with her. That's all I did, you know. Okay. So what's going on today?
Well, here's something. I wanted you to come in for this because we were talking about it. Nick Cannon, you know, has 12 children. 12 children, Nick Cannon. Well, he recently did an interview on Entertainment Tonight, and they asked him if he would have more children. His response was, quote, God decides when we're done, but I believe I definitely got my hands full. So I just wanted to know if you heard about that, and what are your thoughts on that? He says God decides when we're done. He has 12 already.
Well, you know... See these young kids now.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you just need to stop blaming everything on the Lord.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
You know, they got drug stores almost on every corner.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Oh. On the way over there, you didn't think you'd want to stop? Pick up a little raincoat or something? Oh, going in there with some form of protection?
Uh-huh.
But, oh, no. You're going to roll on up in there. Just naked. And what you think was going to come. I just don't see it like that. I know your hands is full. Hand full, pocket empty. You believe that.
He has some money. You know, he has some money. He hosts Girls.
You got to pay taxes, and you got to pay 12 child support checks.
Good grace.
I don't know what money y'all keep talking about.
Hell.
Well, that's a lot.
Well,
it is a lot.
He hosts The Mask. But the Mask Singer. Yeah. He's EP of Wildin' Out and all that.
Ain't that many
need
masks.
To put one of them masks on and go sit his ass down somewhere. Worried about masks. Get a costume. You start wearing costume when you go over to these little girls' house. Since she ain't going to stop by the drugstore, put the costume on. You need something to block your little activity, son. 12 children, you ain't even 60.
Yeah.
Steve old as hell, he ain't got that many kids.
But, you know, the statement kind of means that he might have more, you know.
Let him go ahead.
Yeah, he left it open for that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Keep on trying to act like you a white man, like you Michael Douglas. Keep on having kids.
I'm sorry. Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas is having kids when he was 70. White men can do that. Black men ain't got no business doing that. just popping children off like your ass been to be here forever. You black, you know you got high blood pressure. And you said instead of making kids. Don't make no sense. Cholesterol up everything. Then he be wearing a little tight rags wrapped around his head and everything.
A turban.
I don't know.
Have you ever rocked one, Sister
Odell? When I get out the shower.
You do?
I tie my head up sometime before I press it, before I go to church.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
okay.
You do your own hair.
Okay.
Oh, girl, I ain't got to go to no beauty salon. I've been doing my hair for, what now, about 92 years now.
92?
Don't even know how to do this no more. I still put a conch in my head. Ain't nobody done that since Malcolm X.
Thank you, Sister Odell. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
He got a laugh at himself.
I see. Malcolm X, who that was good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, you need to know what you're getting into. Okay, that is the subject. We'll find out what that's all about right after this. But it is now time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
You know you need to know what you're getting yourself into when you're listening to these pranks now. You need to know what you're getting yourself into. You might want to pull over. Tommy got one this morning. Here it is. Surrogate mother. Sounds harmless, right?
Reasonable, harmless.
Nice. All right, cat dog. Let's go. Surrogate mother.
Yeah, Roderick, can I speak to Roderick?
Yeah, this is Roderick.
Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, does she – I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to the gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And to be honest with you, Roderick, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
See, you know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got three kids, right?
Yeah, we got three. I got two boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Oh, hold on, brother. You just said you looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother of church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen, what I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we...
Listen, you called me about my wife and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We've tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we've just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I've seen your wife. She's healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man. Maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I think you're the surrogate mother.
Hold on,
brother. You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy as hell, you know, damn right.
And
I think you lost your mind, brother. Out of all the members in the church, you calling me to get my wife to have your baby?
Dog, I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
It sounds stupid.
But
I'm right, ignorant, brother.
I'm sorry?
You sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to adopt right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You gonna call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother. Man, listen, man. I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how you trying to come across, brother? You done done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay. We looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen, we would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother. And we willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about...
But listen to me. If you don't mind, we don't want to do this with no test tubes and all that, where they mix my seed with her egg. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You got to understand, a real man want to do it realistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Brother, hold on, brother. Are you telling me that you want to have sex with my wife?
But I mean, you know, you want to have
me lose all my Christianity right now, brother.
You want to have a baby the real way, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You telling me you want to lay down in a bed with my wife?
But dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them, man.
Don't go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. Cause you didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro, I don't want to
have your baby. Do you know what you sound like? Are you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me. I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now listen, I'm gonna just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm gonna go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just gonna talk to your wife and see if
you lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're gonna go around me and ask. What you ain't gonna do is talk to my wife.
Man,
I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to your wife. You call my wife,
okay?
I'm gonna tell you what's really gonna happen.
I'm talking to your wife next Sunday. I'm not gonna sit here and go through this with
and
you back and forth. I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm gonna whoop your.
You ain't gonna do nothing to me.
I'm gonna whoop your.
Me and my wife, we deserve a child too. You ain't gonna stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week if you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you got to say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen, who is this man? This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
Got me going, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
Come on, baby.
Ooh-wee.
You know, a real man want to have his baby the right way. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You want to conceive the right way. So, you got don't be selfish, man.
You want to have sex
test tubes, all this artificial. No, man. We're going to do this the right way. You know. Give me a couple of hours, man. Let me knock this out. Don't do that.
You wrong for that.
You ain't got to be like that. You ain't got to.
But you was about to cry going off on him.
Oh, you got to. You got to go all the way in, Carla. You got to go all the way in. Be committed to what you're doing. It's important.
To the stupidity of it all.
It's important.
All right?
You want more stupidity? We got stupidity coming up for you. April Fool's Comedy Jam number 6. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Kia, Junior Boy Spates going to be on the stage. Rodney Perry on the stage. Dominique on the stage. Hosted by yours truly and headlined by one of the queens of comedy, the one and only Monique. That is April 1st, Dallas, Texas, Saturday night. Texas Trust Theater. Tickets on sale right now. You looking for some fools? There's a lineup of fools. It don't get no sweeter than that.
What if we did this as a tour? You think that would work as a tour, Tom?
Oh, if the money right, Junior, I would listen to the conversation. If the money is right, yes.
Y'all having a meeting on the air? Uh-huh. Right,
yeah, we having a meeting.
Right here, right now. It's got to be right. Okay?
You have
Allison, you heard me. I said it.
All right, coming up next. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject. You need to know what you're getting into. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, you need to know what you're getting into. Dear Stephen Shirley, my brother has been married for almost a year, and it's been a rough year for him and our family. He met her online, and she ended up being an old friend of one of our cousins, and before they got married, our cousin told him not to marry this girl. To make matters worse, she shoved me and put me out of my brother's house. Before the wedding, she told my brother that she was getting liposuction on her tummy and it would take 3 days to recover. She went out of town and came back 8 days later with a bigger booty and she had a breast lift. She came back with, like I said, a new body, a whole new body, and he didn't speak to her during the recovery. I don't know what made him stick with her and go through with the wedding after that. He said that she told him she didn't need his consent to do anything to her body, but now she needs his help with all the medical bills that keep piling up because she's been having a lot of complications from her booty implants. She does not have any feelings in her left cheek, and I think it's karma. My brother keeps complaining to me and our parents, and our solution is to tell her to kick rocks, but he won't. A lot of things aren't what they seem with her. She's always been the type to jump from man to man for money, according to our cousin. With everything that's going on in the world now, there should be a database of men and women so we will know what we're getting into. It's like the Carfax system for people. My sister-in-law clearly has self-esteem issues and needs to love herself before she can love my brother. I'm not trying to be in her business, in their business, but it's a lot for my brother to deal with. And on top of that, he hasn't had sex in 5 months. What should he do? Well, I think he should stop telling you guys all of his business, okay? That's first. That's what I would tell him first. This is his wife. This is his marriage. Love it or hate it. Your cousin told him not to marry this woman before they got married. He didn't listen. I don't think he listened at the time because this is who he wanted, and he did what he wanted to do, like most grown people do. Now that he's in it, he needs to man up and either try to make it work with the new booty or get a divorce. If he's staying in it, it should be between him and wifey what happened. She probably does have a lot of medical bills for all the work she's had done. But your brother is certainly under no obligation to pay them. That body makeover, like she said, didn't need his consent, but now she needs his money to help pay for it. This is a mess. The fact that he hasn't had sex in 5 months after only being married a year, that's bad. I think that's bad. But you shouldn't even know that. Why do you know that, sister and the family? Why? Because he's telling you guys everything. And of course you care because he's your brother. But there's nothing you can do, sister, about any of this. So my advice to you is to stay out of it and let them work it out. Steve?
Met the girl online. Here we go. Another horror story of something going wrong online. Yes. Now, there are a lot of success stories, too. I read a survey that says 65% of all marriages now come from online dating services. Okay. So there are some success rates. Problem we're having right now is too many cooks in the kitchen. I tell people all the time, best way to get married and stay married is form a two-handed circle. Took me a while to figure it out and learn it, but me and Marjorie make all the decisions now. And the kids have no vote. We don't have a democracy. We have a dictatorship, and it works out just fine. It's a monarchy. I'm the king. She's the queen. That's what we have. All right. This guy right here, like Shirley says, tells every damn thing that's going on. He met a girl online. Turns out that the girl is an old friend of one of y'all's cousins. And before they got married, your cousin told him, don't marry this girl. Then she goes right into this, the next statement. To make matters worse, she shoved me and put me out my brother's house. Hmm. Now, let's stop for just a moment.
Okay.
What did you do to make her shove you and put you out your brother's house, which is her house now? See, that's where you're wrong. Ain't your brother's house. Hmm. You getting married is her house. She shoved you. Why? Because you was in there talking about, this is my brother's house. You ain't got nothing. See, you part of this problem here. So you got shoved and put out. And guess what? You left. You get put out. And you know what, how I know she left? Because she said, and she put me out. Uh-huh. Which means she had the right to. And your brother couldn't say nothing. So now we got a woman that's writing this letter that don't like this girl. So the whole letter is based around that. Before the wedding, she told your brother she was getting liposuction on her tummy and it's going to take 3 days. She went out of town and came back 8 days later with a bigger booty and she had a breast lift. She came back with a new body and he didn't speak to her during her recovery. I don't know what made him stick with her and go through with the wedding after that. You don't know. You don't know why he stuck with her and went through the wedding after that. Bigger breasts and a bigger booty?
I was waiting. Okay.
You don't see how he went through with it. I don't see how he could have not.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought. We'll have part two of today's strawberry letter response from Steve coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, you need to know what you're getting into. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, you need to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you do. This lady's writing this letter because his brother met this woman online and married her. Now, cousin knew her before, old friend, forewarned the guy not to marry her. Then right after that, the woman that's writing the letter tells us that, and the other thing is she has shoved her and put her out of her brother's house. Now, you went over there doing something, running your mouth, got up in the girl's face. She married. It ain't your brother's house no more. It's her house. And you got shoved. And then you said she put you out. And the reason she put you out, because she had the right to. And guess what? You left. So then what'd you do? You left and you went to the house and started typing and wrote us.
Immediately afterwards?
Immediately, because you're trying to get some damn support. Then here come the facts, you say. She told your brother that she was going to get a tummy tuck and she would be at liposuction. She'd be out of town for 3 days. She was gone 8 days, and she came back with a bigger booty and a breast lift. Mm. She came back with a whole new body. He didn't speak to her during the recovery. I don't know what made him stick with her or go through with the wedding after that. What? You don't know.
Because
when she came back, he saw her and went, God.
Body, yaddy, yaddy. Ooh,
Lord. Apple bottom, make them want to bite. Apple bottom, make them want to bite. Yeah. That boy said, I got to marry her now. It's more of everything. Well, now, then she says, he says she told him, and then, like you said, you don't know what made him go through with the wedding. He says she told him she didn't need his consent to do anything with her body. But now she needs his help with all the medical bills piling up because she even have a lot of complications from her booty implant. All right now.
What does that mean, all right now?
We have you must trouble. Have
the biggest one they had, dog.
With the booty implants. You know why you have it?
Why?
Because that ain't your booty. See, these women that's getting all these booty implants, y'all need to start running some tests. See, when you go to get a kidney transfer and stuff like that, they run tests to make sure that the kidney or the organ is compatible
with
the
your
donor.
Body.
You do that all the time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Y'all need to find out, does your body reject silicone? Does your body accept Fix-A-Flat? Can you jam Botox in your booty? Does your body respond to styrofoam? Do you need to start looking into down and stuff like that? Maybe you need down, like duck feathers.
Like a comforter?
Yeah, you got to do something. Now, you done run out here and got some booty implants that don't fit your body. Now you got medical procedures. Kate Michelle told y'all. They got documentaries on it right now. They keep telling y'all, but y'all keep going to get these asses so y'all can get on Instagram and walk and look back over your shoulder.
Cardi B said something too about it recently, didn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's
and now you say she don't have any feelings in her left cheek, and I think it's karma. I can't stand when people try to make everything karma. You know, they the judge and jury. My brother keeps complaining to me and our parents, and our solution is tell her to kick rocks. I'm thinking divorce.
Yeah.
But he won't. A lot of things aren't what they seem with her. She's always been the type to jump from man to man for money, according to our cousins. According to your cousins. You don't like the woman ever since she pushed your ass. That's what this whole damn letter about. She pushed you and put your ass out the house. And you went right to the house and started typing Steve Harvey Morning Show. And now we got email. Yeah, immediately. And now you want to tell it all. Then she says, that should be a database of men and women so we will know what we're getting into. It's like the Carfax system for people. Well, it ain't one.
It's not.
It ain't one and it ain't going to be one. Now, dating sites put flags on certain profiles. Men who are womanizers and stuff like that, they got that. My sister-in-law clearly has self-esteem issues and needs to love herself before she can love my brother. Here's the part. I'm trying not to be in their business. No, you ain't.
No.
But it's a lot for my brother to deal with. And on top of that, he ain't had sex in 5 months.
Now, I want you to listen to this whole statement, and I'm going to make a statement. I'm trying not to be in their business, but it's a lot for my brother to deal with. And on top of that, he ain't had sex in 5 months. You know what I got to say? None of this is true.
What do you mean?
Nothing you said in that statement is true. You ain't trying to stay out their business. Oh, yeah. You done wrote a whole letter with nothing but their business. Ain't none of what you do in this damn letter. All this letter is about they damn business. So stop lying. And then he ain't had sex in 5 months. That's another lie. That is a lie right here. That's a lie. Now, your brother ain't telling you everything. Your brother having sex somewhere.
Oh.
5 months for what? You done bought all this booty and breast back up in here. We ain't doing nothing with it. Sitting here paying all these medical bills. I tell you what.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk. We'll hear from him right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Well, here it is. Tomorrow, NFL Combine starts tomorrow in Indianapolis. Mm. Hey, man, let's see what's happening. Tommy, this was us. We may not get him, though. C.J. Stroud, we may not get him. Because the Bears are looking to move the number one pick. Yeah, they're looking to move the number one pick, man. And
what,
guess
what's
who won't?
The Texans pick?
Oh, two.
Two? Two. Number two?
Yeah, we're number two. Yeah.
So who they want to move him to? Who Chicago want to move him to?
Well, the Colts want the number one pick, and they want to move.
Colts ain't got nothing to give.
Yeah, well, they want to give these picks to get, you know, C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. They want one of these quarterbacks. That doesn't matter. We got to get one of the other time. That's why we got to do.
We're going to get one of them.
We got to get one
of them. Y'all number two.
Yeah, we got to get one of them.
Y'all's choice is simple. Whoever left.
that's not who
he's
we
so wrong.
We want Bryce Young, but whoever
you want
left.
Bryce Young or you want C.J. Stroud?
Yeah,
one of them gonna go number one. Y'all get the other one.
Well, whatever. We don't want that.
What all the noise is you making? Somebody ask you what you want? We want a Super Bowl in Cleveland.
Here we go.
About to give a damn about what you want. We want to win and see. You don't take what they give you.
Well, we want who we want. We want Bryce Young. That's who we want.
You not going to? Damn it.
where is this
Shut
anger?
Up, Steve.
What are you mad
his
about,
anger,
Steve?
He mad about our pick. I don't know why he mad about our
He's sitting up in here talking about what he want.
Well, why are you mad about that, Steve?
No, I want $1 billion.
Oh,
hello. Okay. Don't you want 10 million?
Yeah, I want 10 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have it right now?
Hell no. You know I ain't
but
got
But you still
it.
Want it, don't you?
Now,
let me ask you a question. Would you take 100,000?
I'm taking that now.
While you waiting on the 10, if I gave you 100,000, would you take it?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's the damn quarterback y'all finna get. Damn.
Junior, please continue with your sports.
I was trying to, man. We done. 30 seconds left now, but I see what he's saying. But, that's not fair. We want what we want.
Fair.
Quit debating with him, Junior. Why is you debating with him?
Because he always make it seem like it's just about him in Cleveland.
Get him out your segment and quit debating
with
him.
Fair.
Yeah. It's not fair. I don't even like
the debate continues off the air. We'll have a few questions from Steve Harvey FM when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, Steve, this is from Steve Harvey FM. This is from Jay in Tennessee. Jay writes, my wife and I have been married for a couple of years, and most of the women in her family are single or divorced, so I'm usually the man anyone calls when they need help with something. I helped her cousin move by myself because she had no one else to call. Her cousin's house was dirty, and that made the process much longer. After all of that, she only paid me $20. Should I go off or let it be?
Well, you done moved it now. You're not finna get no more money.
And that's probably all she had, huh?
Yeah. See, what you got to do is stop saying yes. See, quit answering your phone.
Stop answering his phone, you said?
Remember something about emergency. Man, call me. This emergency. Always, when you get an emergency phone call and it ain't one of your kids or your parents, wait 48 hours before you return that call. And then when you call them after 48 hours, go, oh, man, I just saw this. Everything good? You all right, man? And then they're going to go, huh? Yeah, dog, you said it was emergency. Let me explain something to you. All emergencies go away after 48 hours.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
All emergencies go away after 48 hours.
Yeah, they do.
It's going to pick up.
So I wait 48 hours when I get them urgent calls. And I act like I'm on the spot. Man, I just saw this. You all right? They don't even know what you're talking about. Man, I heard you had an emergency.
Are you comfortable telling this?
Yeah.
Should you lie on the cover?
But no, I ain't got no problem.
But when people call you and they have an emergency, they really need you. You're not going to help.
If you're not my child,
they're going to know.
You're not my child or my wife. You need to get to fixing this emergency. If you didn't have my number, what would you do?
Okay.
See, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to fix that emergency.
You know what, Unc? You done did that to me a couple times.
Absolutely.
What, not answered you for 2 days?
Yeah, because I go in the hospital on Monday. He don't ever call.
Yeah, but see, I know in your voice.
Hey, what's going on? You good? What? Boy? Dog, man, you sound horrible, boy. Let me call you back. He just leave right there. That's him.
Oh, yeah. He'll do it.
That's him.
Hey,
Yeah, he do that. He really do.
Oh, no.
See, I mean, once I was laying there. Never called.
I was going to ask you that.
Never called you,
Tommy? How many times did he call you?
He never called you?
I called his wife, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Called his wife, text, checked on him, asked what she needs.
But it was 48 hours, though.
You know he has a thing about that.
Well, see, it wasn't no emergency. I knew he was in there, so I just call, check, you know, if they need anything.
Stop talking. You're making it worse.
Yes, stop talking.
I don't care how you feel about me. You know, I ain't no doctor.
I knew he was in there.
What is I'm going to go down there for? I don't know how to read no medical chart or nothing.
What?
You know,
we didn't ask you to be the doctor. Read the medical chart.
I don't read charts. I don't know how to put in chemo. I don't know none of that.
Chemo?
Yeah.
You know, so all I even... Dog, I can pray for you. Wait, and ask you if you need some money. That's all I got for you.
Let me ask you this. Are you capable of sitting in hospital rooms? Are you capable of doing that?
Not if you're not my wife or my child.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I can't do it. I stick my head in your door, man. Check on you, make sure you're good. But I can't stay that long. I don't take no seat in the hospital. No, sir. No, so I stand the whole time.
Now, so does this go both
trust
ways?
Me, trust me, that seat ain't comfortable anyway.
God forbid if you ever landed in the hospital for whatever reason, and we certainly hope that doesn't happen, but just for clarity, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to wait 48 hours?
I would come up there.
I don't really expect nobody to come by there.
I would come by there.
You know, yeah, but of course we can. We're not you.
Well, I'm telling you right now, everybody work for me. I'm going to have so much stuff in that hospital room, it's kind of hard to... Gonna be hard to get in there because last time I went in the hospital, I bought in flat screen TVs, crock pots. I was in there cooking. I was in there cooking and everything.
Hot.
Cause ain't no seasoning on the food. I went into the hospital with salt and pepper. I had soul seasoning, Lawry's, McCormick.
Thank God we have to go.
Had all that in the bag. Sir, what's in that bag? Don't touch the damn bag.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to CNBC experts, shorter people
can expect
to live longer based on the health and body chemistry that they have.
Hell yeah, because they ain't got to duck out the way or nothing.
I'll be back. I'm finna go get some tea.
You gonna listen to this story?
We gonna be here a minute, man.
No, what?
It's good.
We're in the air. Why can't you walk away?
Yeah, this is not
he
about.
He go through doorways. He can walk up under, like, you know, when you got to see a payphone, you can walk right up under
a
payphone. Yeah, you walk under payphones.
There are no payphones.
You ain't got to duck to go under no ladder. You can just walk your ass right on by there. You know.
Tommy,
climbing the bouncy house with the kids, ain't got to bend over, just jump right on in.
This has nothing to do with you, Tommy. Research shows that individuals, with smaller bodies, have lower death rates and fewer diet-related chronic diseases, especially middle-aged people.
That's middle-aged, that's him. He run all day, he in good ass shape. See, you ain't got to worry about nothing happening to him.
This information has sparked a big debate on Twitter because shorter people finally feel like they're being acknowledged for their height as a positive and not a negative.
It's a good thing to be short. You know, you got less body for an illness to attach yourself to.
Oh, my God.
That's what you got out of that? That's what you got out of that?
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Stand tall, Tommy. At 33 minutes after the hour. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
I'd rather not.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have a boogie in your nose or food stuck in your front tooth? Which one?
B.
Ew
B.
And ew.
B. Yeah.
Yes. Give me that. You can get that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can explain that.
But someone would have to tell you that, though.
Yeah, we don't like doing childish ass. Would you rather? So,
you don't. Would you rather have long toes or would you rather have baby teeth, little bitty teeth? Long toes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with long toes. Yeah. Them little chiclets, I don't want that. I don't want the little
corn teeth.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay. All right, Steve. You want the long toes?
Boy, I smile too much.
We smile for a living.
Yeah, all your damn teeth the exact same.
Can't.
Little bitty ass little teeth look like corn. You can't have big lips and little teeth. You can't do that.
We would never have your teeth.
Because you'll never see them then. I'd be smiling. Yeah. You won't even know it.
Where are his teeth?
That's a
visual. You won't know it.
Yeah.
Would you rather travel?
Boy, it was
so young to have no teeth. Would you rather travel every week for 3 months or not leave the house at all?
I'd have done that my whole life. That's my career.
That's all of us. Yeah. That's what we do. Yeah.
Traveling every week.
We ain't used to that break at home.
Staying at home. Mm-hmm. All the time. Oh, man.
So well, you would rather COVID, travel? Is that what you're saying?
I'd rather travel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in 2020, yeah. COVID.
Oh, I was at the house.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm traveling.
As soon as I could get out, I got it.
What?
Gosh.
Would you rather get quality sleep every night or have great sex every night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to get some sleep after the sex. I'd rather have quality sex.
Yeah. Yeah, because you get good sex, you going to get knocked out.
That sleep come right at you.
Oh, you finna get some sleep. Sleep me.
That's a win-win.
Oh, hell yeah. Win-win.
Wait a minute. Did you just say sleep me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep me. All right, yes, last one, guys. Would you rather live with 7 small dogs or with 3 wives?
Dogs.
Huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
The dogs.
Oh, no, I want them dogs. Oh, hell no.
You want the dogs?
I want them damn dogs.
Yeah. 7?
Oh, no. Oh,
hell
no.
Yeah.
Give me all 7 of them.
I'm not fitting to hear all
What's
this.
What's wrong with 3 wives?
Hell no.
You can hook them up to your slave, and I'm
about
with them
that.
Dogs.
Sister wives?
Mm-mm. No. No, Lord.
The one I got don't act right.
They got a new show called
what? The hell I'm finna be in it now?
I'm finna do these. I'm finna do these dogs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm finna speak dog. I'm finna speak dog. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Look. That's today's round of Would You Rather. And we'll be back with our last break of the day and close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday. Steve's back and in rare form as usual.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Play, can you play that excerpt that guy did?
Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator.
Mm-hmm. Can we play that?
If, you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people.
You know, after you played that, I went online and I found it. And I listened to his whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that's not even the worst of it. You know, he was talking about what all he's done for black people. And he's just over it. He said he's not doing anything else for black people. These are my closing remarks today. So this guy is going through all of this rhetoric about how he feels. You know, it's amazing. Can I say something? And I'm not speaking for black people, but I'm speaking as a black person. And I've been black 66 years. I done had full doses of black. I grew up in segregation. I went to all-black elementary, all-black junior high, all-black high school. There wasn't a white person living in miles of my house. I had no interaction with them, but I knew them all so well. When I got jobs, I worked with them. Some of the teachers were there. And so I grew up, I'm old enough to tell you a lot about this. Can I tell you something? We sick and tired of racism. We are exhausted from it. So whoever this dude is right here that's talking about, you tired of helping blacks and you're over it. You've been over it. As a matter of fact, as I listened to your whole interview, what have you done for black people? I've never heard of you. You've not extended yourself to help anybody. And for you to make the statements you make, it just further lets me know how far we are from getting this thing right. You think that white people should just move away from black people. Really? Really? Why? Why? Because we free now? Wasn't nobody moving when we were slaves. You was buying us, remember that? You was making purchases. You was trading us. You was mistreating us then, and you mistreating us now. And then you got the nerve to blame it on us. You got the audacity to say, out of a survey, and you say people took it the wrong way, that most black people don't like white people. That's not true. Most black people don't like white policies. That's what we don't like. We don't like when you take your privilege and you extend it only to yourself. That's what we don't like. We don't like when you assume that you have the right to certain things just because of the color of your skin, and we don't deserve it because of the color of ours. See, that's what we sick of. And we're sick of people like you to keep thinking you've done so damn much for us. Oh, really? So this last statement you made, what does that help? It just further helps with the divide. And this divide ain't closing no time soon. So I'm sick of you. And if you the white people you talking about, I'm sick of you and your kind. If you are a person and you think like him, you damn Skippy, we sick of you. Wouldn't you be sick of us? Huh? Let's reverse this for a minute. Suppose you were constantly suffered under voter suppression. Suppose you and your children were constantly faced with police brutality. Suppose the men in your race were constantly being shot, unarmed, by us. And then you said, you see a video every day, I watch his whole thing, of a black person beating the crap out of a white person. Let's talk about that for a second. It's always you saw a video of a black person beating a white person. What did that white person do? What did he say to them black people? What did he assume? See, it ain't just black people walk around jumping on white folks. Man, you can stop all that. Because I got way more videos of y'all doing stuff to us than you got of us doing to y'all. I got way more videos than that. So look, man, when people like you come out the woodwork talking about what you ought to move away from black people, bye. Because we ain't going nowhere. We keep trying to make the best of a bad situation. We keep trying to fit into this country that don't want us in it. We keep trying to partake of the Constitution that obviously was not written or intended for us. And you sick of us. Like I said, it ain't that we sick of white people. We sick of white policy. And that's your entire Constitution, because that don't apply to us at all. Let's start with that piece of paper and work down from that. And oh, by the way, Governor DeSantis too, and George Wallace, and Ted Cruz, and just the list go on. Lindsey Graham, it go on and on. Donald Trump, all y'all. We sick of all y'all. Ta-da. Oh, listen, oh,
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Races. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Opening this spring, only at Kings Island. For the fun of it.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.